Coming up on this episode of Disneyland Weekly, the Eastern Gateway Project is canceled, a new parking structure is on the way,
along with a new Four Diamond Hotel and more. Disneyland Weekly starts now.
This is Disneyland Weekly.
Welcome to this episode of Disneyland Weekly, episode 5 for the week of November 1st, 2017. I'm Teg Bushman.
And I'm Teresa Urban. Thank you for listening this week. If you enjoyed the show, please log into iTunes and rate the show to leave a review.
It really helps us get more listeners so we can keep bringing you Disneyland news and information each week. Now, let's get to the news.
Just after recording last week's episode, Disneyland officials announced the cancellation of the Eastern Gateway project, which was the plan to add a new parking garage to the land behind the hotels on Harbor Boulevard and connect it to the resort via a pedestrian overpass. The new plan that the Disneyland Resort announced will add a second parking garage adjacent to the Mickey and Friends garage, a new Four Diamond Hotel between the Disneyland Hotel and Downtown Disney, taking over some existing structures, including the AMC Theaters, ESPN Zone, and the Rainforest Cafe.
The new parking garage will be built on the current Pinocchio parking lot and will add 6,500 new spaces to the resort on 6 levels. For comparison, the Mickey and Friends parking structure has 10,000 spots. An additional parking structure will also be built next to the Paradise Pier Hotel to accommodate guests staying at the resort hotels and could include upwards of 2,000 spaces. To help with the congestion that the Mickey and Friends structure currently has daily, 6 additional lanes will be added to the existing 10 to help with car flow. Construction is scheduled to start in the beginning of 2018 and be completed sometime in 2019, possibly even after Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens.
The new hotel will have 700 rooms, take up 17 acres, and has yet to be assigned a theme. Construction is set to begin in 2018 and to be completed in 2021. Unlike the previous plan for the Eastern Gateway project, this new plan needs minimal approval from the city of Anaheim. Disney has stated that the land where the Eastern Gateway project would have been built will be kept empty for the time being. The Carousel Inn will be demolished in the next few months.
The Disney Parks blog posted an opening date for Pixar Fest. The new fest will debut on April 13th, 2018. The fest will be resort-wide, and a new fireworks show titled Together Forever, a Pixar Nighttime Spectacular that includes projections on the Sleeping Beauty Castle, It's a Small World, and the water screen on Rivers of America, a flyover by Buzz Lightyear, and of course, fireworks.
Paint the Night will also be returning for Pixar Fest, but not at Disneyland. The popular parade will head over to Disney California Adventure on April 13th. The Pixar Play Parade that was at Disneyland California Adventure will move over to Disneyland, with some changes like new Pixar lamp opening float and new floats based on the movies Up and Inside Out. The Pixar Shorts Film Festival will come to the Sunset Showcase Theater in Hollywoodland. This is the same show that they currently have playing in Epcot out at Disney World.
Even though Halloween was tonight at the time of the recording of this episode, Christmas has already started to come to the resort. The snow has already fallen on the castle, and New Orleans Square has been completely redecorated for the season. It's a Small World holiday, and the rest of the Christmas season at the resort officially starts November 10th.
The Dapper Days Fall Outing returns to the park this Sunday, November 5th. This popular event runs Saturday and Sunday from noon to 7 p.m. at the Disneyland Hotel, and tickets are just $10. For more information and to purchase tickets, you can visit their website at dapperday.com.
Robert Niles over at the Orange County Register claims that there are 8 things that Disneyland needs to fix to handle the crowds. Among them are a dedicated I-5 lane to enter the parks from the south, a better centrally located drop-off and pickup location for services like Uber and Lyft, bringing some form of Disney's Magical Express from Orlando to Anaheim, and no bag security lines to enter the park. If you're interested in reading more about these fixes and to get the rest of the list, be sure to head on over to the Orange County Register site or get the link on our show notes at DisneylandWeekly.com.
Perhaps even the vision of the gods can be a bit blurred. Will it happen? Keep your eye on the globe.
Well, this week, I think we have to talk about the big news that has come out of the Disney company for Anaheim, and that would be the parking and new hotel. So what are your first thoughts?
I am excited. I like it. I wasn't too keen. I wasn't sold on their original plan. I like this better. I think this kind of fits and ties in with how the resort is set up already. So I don't know. This one to me makes more sense. I could see how the original project, the Gateway project, how that could have opened up more maybe opportunity for more growth on that side of the park. But it makes more sense, I guess, for me to that they're expanding on the side that they that's already primarily Disney stuff.
First of all, let's just talk about parking, because there's a lot to talk about here. But let's limit the first part of our conversation to parking. I think this just makes sense.
Oh, because
I've never understood why they have all these surface lots and they need parking.
Right.
Why not build another garage?
Right.
There's all that room right next to Mickey and Friends, which is where this new garage is going to go. So why not just put it there in the begin with? I don't know why they try to make it. I mean, I get one of the things that Robert Niles talks about in his Orange County Register 8 things is that the Eastern Gateway project would have made it so people coming from the south, coming from like San Diego, sure, could have gone into that garage easier. Mm-hmm. And then people coming from the north could go into Mickey and Friends, which kind of made sense. But I thought that, and the, unfortunately, the way that the resort is set up, the only way you're going to come up with something on the eastern side is to do something behind all those hotels,
yeah,
which is where they bought land.
Right.
Unfortunately, people on Harbor Boulevard were upset with this. And I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence whether we talked about this in a previous episode, too. But I'm kind of on the fence whether I think that their objections were warranted or not. I get that they have a business, and for years and years, the resort has brought guests basically to their front door, and they've made tons of money. Mm-hmm. And I guess cutting guests off from being able to be in front of these hotels and restaurants and everything, maybe would be bad for business. So I can see it on both ways. I think it would have been really cool. But I think, I don't know why they didn't do this before. Like, this should have been before the Eastern Gateway project.
This seems like the much simpler, the much easier fix. And yeah, I guess that is a good question. Why didn't they do it before? Why wait this long? Especially because now the project probably won't even be done before Star Wars opens at the park. And yep, they're going to have such a surge in attendance that they're going to need those extra spaces. But unfortunately, it's just going to be a construction zone when all these people are trying to park.
We'll have to see if them throwing money at this problem makes it go away on time for when they're going to need
true.
It. Because they could probably fly up a parking ramp
that's
pretty
true.
Quick if they threw a bunch
well, at least
of money
usable.
At it.
I mean, it might not be the most spectacular looking thing right away, but you can always fix that later as long as it's usable in time for.
But as with most things, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, because obviously they're going to lose parking while they're building the structure.
Yeah.
So that's going
to
be.
Do you think with them building the new parking garage structure, is that going to cause issues getting in and out or even to the Mickey and Friends lot?
I don't think so. It's being built next to it in that area that right now I think is like bus and handicap parking. I think that they'll move some of that over to downtown Disney parking areas. We'll have to see how that kind of runs out. I mean, it's going to be, I think everything that's going on, and again, in a minute, we're going to talk about the hotel. The hotel's not going to be done until 2021. So that's
right,
going to be
yeah.
under construction when Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a logistical nightmare, because that's where they're putting this between the Disneyland Hotel and Downtown Disney. That's just going to be a mess until 2021, because it's literally in the middle of everything. That's where they just installed the new security gates to get into, you know, they pushed back the security perimeter to the edge of Downtown Disney.
Which I think that makes sense.
No, I agree.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too, but now they're in a kind of a pickle because they've already pushed it back there, and now they're going to have a whole construction zone with a parking garage and with a hotel. And then on the other side of the Paradise Pier Hotel, they're building another parking ramp for parking garage, sorry, Midwest thing, a parking garage for the hotel guests. So they're going to like, and that's not going to, there was no date there on when they were going to get that done, mm-hmm. so that could be interesting. Now, with the hotel, I wonder how much business the AMC Theater did there, because I always thought it was kind of weird. It never seemed super busy.
I just thought that was weird, because just having a theater right next to, like, Disneyland, I mean, who goes there? I mean, why would you go there? Like,
well, you know,
there's so many more, like, cool and exciting things you could be doing than sitting in a building watching a movie.
But I think when they built Downtown Disney, the idea is they knew most of the guests that go to Disneyland are annual pass holders. So for them, it's like, hey, why don't we go see a movie and we can do a little bit of shopping at Downtown Disney, maybe hit up some fireworks or something at night, which is what causes a lot of congestion problems in the evening as people go to see the nighttime entertainment. They leave, and so they're not there all day. So that's another reason that they need the parking, because at night, you know, people come in for just a little while. I mean, when they first built Mickey and Friends, this is kind of a tangent, but when they first built Mickey and Friends, the way they, have you ever parked in Mickey and Friends?
No. Nope. I've always walked to
the resort. So when you park in Mickey and Friends, it's kind of an interesting situation. So you drive in, you pay your money or whatever, they direct you to a level, mm-hmm. and they direct you, like you go towards the cast member, and then the cast member literally points to a spot and you pull in. And then he walks up and he parks the next car next to you. And he walks up and parks the next car next to you. And when that level is full, they move to the next level up. Well, they don't like re-go and fill up. So
they don't go check to see who's left.
Okay. So when people leave, that's why that's one of the reasons why the garage fills up, is because when people leave, there's spots, but they're not, for efficiency's sake, I would assume, people can't just, you know, come in and park.
They need one of those counting systems when they know. There, you know, somehow, you know how you, like garages around here, it somehow counts how many cars are going in versus how many cars are going out versus how many spaces there are. So they know how many spaces are open at any point in time. So they
level three has 50 spaces.
So they know when to close the garage. I'm surprised they don't have something like that for Mickey and Friends.
I just think that it's with that amount of cars. I think, you know, it's not like a normal parking garage. I mean, you're getting thousands of cars in there. I mean, there's 10,000 spaces.
Yeah, I suppose.
So in the morning when the park opens. Well,
and could you imagine just driving level by level by level looking for that one spot that apparently is still open?
Well, you've seen Mickey and Friends, right? You've seen massive it is. So, and actually, if you look at it, it's actually two parking garages together with like lanes of traffic that go between the two.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's technically like two garages, but it's one garage.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that they do that because there's no, if everybody in line is trying to go around the first level to find a spot, mm-hmm. that's going to take forever. And I'm sure you've been in a parking garage before where there's a guy in front of you. You're like, just keep driving, just find the spot.
Just go to the top.
That's one of the reasons they don't do it. I think later in the evening when there's not the onslaught of cars coming in, I think they do just kind of let people find spots, sure. Which is why like on the Disneyland Twitter, you know, they'll say Mickey and Friends is closed, you know, try the Pinocchio lot or whatever, or the Toy Story lot. And then later on they go, Mickey and Friends is now open again. So I think that's part of it. You know, when they build this new parking structure, it'll be nice because I think that they're just going to, I don't know if they'll make it part of Mickey and Friends. I don't know if it'll be like new sections of new friend characters or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like from what they've said, they're going to add, they already have 10 lanes to bring cars mm-hmm. in, and they're going to add like six more or something like that. So they end up having...
That's just crazy.
Yeah. So they're going to have a lot more to be able to get cars in, and that's going to kind of deal with some of the traffic things that they were talking about. But now with this hotel, so we were talking about the AMC Theater. You know, I never saw that it seemed that busy. And then on top of that, I mean, they could have premieres and stuff there, I guess, which was kind of nice if they wanted to. I don't know how often that happened. But then they're taking out like the Rainforest Cafe, which I love the Rainforest Cafe.
See, I'm also on the fence about that too, because the Rainforest Cafe to me is neat when it's kind of the only thing like that around, but you're right next to Disneyland. You've got so many more themed awesome restaurants there. I would much rather eat at the Blue Bayou than the Rainforest Cafe, for sure. Better quality food, like better ambiance at Blue Bayou, better quality food. I mean, it's just better experience. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's comparable price wise, but experience wise, I would totally take a themed Disney restaurant over Rainforest Cafe.
That's a good point that I never thought about. I don't know. I ate there like.
However, there's a Rainforest Cafe in Animal Kingdom. Yeah. I was pretty surprised about that when we went there.
Yeah, which that might not be too long either, because I think I saw a rumor that their expansion pad for Avatar Land is kind of right there.
Sure.
So I'm wondering if. Maybe there's more to this. Maybe the Rainforest Cafe company's like leases are expiring with Disney or something.
Yeah, that could be.
Because they are on their property. ESPN Zone, I'm not a big sports guy. I don't really care. I feel like the Disney company is having enough problems with ESPN, so they're probably just as happy to get rid of it. Now, they did say in the article that some of these things that are going away, there's Starbucks that's going away, there's Earl of Sandwich, which I've seen a lot of people online talk about how they want something that's you know, a quick service restaurant in downtown Disney. There's not a lot of that. So, and Earl of Sandwich has only been around under 5 years, because I remember reading about them building it, and I didn't understand the whole hubbub about it. They did say that some of those businesses that are being taken over by this new hotel might end up inside of the new hotel.
That would make sense.
So,
especially Starbucks.
Yeah, I think Starbucks definitely. maybe some type of ESPN restaurant thing, maybe not like a huge zone like sure. it has. And I wouldn't say the Rainforest Cafe or AMC is going to go there, but I think Starbucks Earl of Sandwich could fit into it.
Yeah.
So maybe.
We'll find out.
The other thing that's come up that's kind of interesting was that this new Four Diamond Hotel that's going to go there is going to basically cut off the Disneyland Hotel.
It basically like wraps around the Disneyland Hotel.
Right. So before we started recording, we were kind of talking about this, and I'm wondering if they haven't announced a theme for the new hotel. So I'm wondering, do they name it something fancy and they have like a Grand Californian kind of thing? So, you know, that's what they have next to California Adventure. But I wonder if either they come up with a whole new theme and they come up with a whole new name, or does this new Four Diamond Hotel become the new Disneyland Hotel and then they do something with
something
the old
different.
Disneyland Hotel?
I think that would make sense. I mean, that makes more sense. I feel like this new hotel is going to have a greater presence. I don't know how visible. I mean, with their plans and with, you know, the illustrations that they have drawn up, this thing like dwarfs the existing Disneyland Hotel. So I think it would look kind of odd to have this like big awesome hotel in the forefront and then this tiny little like afterthought looking hotel in the background that is like the Disneyland Hotel. So I feel that it would make more sense to theme this one or call this one the Disneyland Hotel, but then again there's, you know, nothing like the original too, so I don't know.
A lot of Disneyland stuff has to is based on people's nostalgia and sentimentality,
right?
And that's always been the Disneyland Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They did talk about a few years ago that they were going to one tower at a time tear down the Disneyland Hotel and build like a new
version
mod of it. Yeah, but as with a lot of things, they decided, oh, we can just renovate it and it'll be just as good and still charge the same amount.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. I just thought the placement was weird. However, looking
it's
at their
huge, it's just massive looking compared to, well, I guess I haven't seen it compared to the Grand Californian, but it just looks massive.
Yeah. It doesn't really look very, you know, looking at it right now.
The layout's interesting. It's kind of like a V shape.
Well, they have a funnel, and the reason for that is right in the middle of the funnel. So if you haven't seen the picture yet, basically what the picture we're looking at is, it's an aerial picture. We're basically above where the new like Splitsville or whatever is going to be. And we're looking down in the foreground of the illustration. There's the Lego store with the monorail going around in, you know, next to the Lego store. On the one side where the AMC theaters was is part of this tower that goes from about where the monorail curves and goes by the Lego store all the way back to almost touching the frontmost tower of the Disneyland Hotel. Then there's a second part of the building that is opposite that's like where the Rainforest Cafe and ESPN zone is, and that kind of V's in and kind of butts up against the right tower if you're looking at it from downtown Disney. And then behind that, where there's, I think there's just kind of open area right now, is, it looks like two more towers maybe of the same hotel. And then also in the foreground, the current monorail station has been reworked, and it looks like it's going to be attached to this new hotel. Again, going with people, you know, what kind of shoving the Disneyland Hotel back there, they kind of are cut off now from the monorail.
Yeah, it looks like you have to kind of go through this new hotel or through downtown Disney to get to the monorail station if you're staying at the Disneyland Hotel. Do you think they're going to connect these hotels? Because, I mean, they're butted up pretty close.
I don't know. I mean, it's possible. I mean, just looking at it, though, it just seems strange to me because I'm looking at it, and it does seem like they're making the Disneyland Hotel an afterthought. I mean, if I'm going to go and spend money and stay at the Disneyland Hotel, I kind of think that is like
the one that's, the main
premier hotel.
You'd also think it'd be the one closest to the park.
Right. Well, right now the Grand Californian is.
Yeah, since it's, well, yeah.
And it is, I think the Grand Californian is the most expensive of the three Disney hotels there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be a Four Diamond thing. I believe that the Disneyland Hotel and the Grand Californian are already Four Diamond. The Paradise Pier, I think, is a Three Diamond.
Okay.
Whatever that means. We'll have to do some research and figure out what
that... Is it Disney's version of Stars?
No, it's actually a hotel term. for like how fancy it is. You know, like with food, there's, you know, a 3 Michelin star restaurant.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like that. So, you know, but Diamond, I think, is supposed to be like the best or something.
Got it.
I,
okay.
I think 4 might be the highest one up there. Who knows? I know that the city of Anaheim has approved part of the thing is there are actually 3 4-diamond hotels are coming to the Anaheim Resort District. One of them is for Disney. 2 of them are for some other company. Looking at this, I mean, this center thing, the reason it looks like a funnel is that's the new security checkpoint. So you're going to come in from between the center of this V. So if you're coming from over here with Mickey and friends, you're not coming in over, you know,
but
off to the
side.
You
have to go all the way back and over?
That's what it looks like.
There's got to be another checkpoint.
But there's a lot of questions right now because this picture just kind of shows us an overview. They gave us a picture of the side of the parking structure, you know, that looks, you know, fine, whatever. But no, like, real bearing on, like, which direction this is looking at it.
It looks a lot like, it reminds me of what they had mocked up for the Gateway project.
It does, yeah. It looks very similar. It's just closer, obviously. So I don't know. So this will be interesting to see how this kind of comes. One thing I am sad about, with the Eastern Gateway project, they were going to reroute the monorail a little bit, which I thought was kind of cool because any type of change to the monorail, I like. I love the monorail. But it looks like they're going to leave the monorail now. They're not going to do any changes. The new station is going to be at the same spot the current station's at. It's just going to be reworked and part of the hotel. You know, there's even a spot, looking at this map, so there's Mickey and Friends, and then there's the new parking structure directly adjacent to it. And then there's street-level hotel parking.
Make it a ramp.
Put another garage there, Disney.
Oh, yeah, garage, sorry.
So the last question I have about all this is, what are they going to do with all that land now on the Eastern Gateway project? They spent $32 million buying the carousel in, and it's scheduled in the next few weeks to be demolished.
How big is that space over there that they purchased? Could it potentially be down the road be another park?
No, it's shaped way too oddly for that. I do believe that I believe especially if they're going to build a third park at some point. I do believe that that will be a parking structure and stuff at some point. It
just not.
I mean, you can't use it for anything else. I'm trying to pull up a map here of it real quick so we can see. Sorry, audio folks here. Yeah, so this whole section of land from I-5 to Disney Way and from behind the hotels to I-5 or to Clement Street, this is their section that they own. And the funny thing, I don't know if we talked about this last time, but something that's really interesting is this big building here in the middle. They don't have access to do, or this building here in the middle, they don't have access to do anything with that building for like another year because like the government is in there and they like tried to buy them out and the government's like, nope, we're keeping it. So this building is theirs and I believe they've already raised it. It's not there anymore. But this middle building is just going to hang there. So when they originally came out with the Eastern Gateway project, this whole section here was giant garage.
Sure.
But then they didn't want to move, so they started doing phase. So what's this parking lot right this second? Was going to be the parking ramp, and then this was going to be like their security and, you know, all the buses and stuff come to and the transit center. So now it looks like they're going to leave the transit center, which I hate, on the eastern side of the park entry plaza.
You don't think that that's going to go away sometime? I feel like that's...
Well, that's their expansion pad for Marvel Land, so it has to go away at some point. But then looking at this here, so you're going to have Mickey. See, this is what I was talking about. See, it's like 2 different garages attached by stuff. Yeah. So this, you know, they're going to build something similar to this next to it. And then they've still got all this.
Well, maybe your transit stuff will move over there then.
And then the hotel is going to be like here, basically going from right next to that tower down almost to the Paradise Pier Hotel. And then they're going to build a new parking structure to the southwest of the Paradise Pier Hotel. It's going to be another parking structure for the hotel guests, which I think is fine. I always wondered, because when you look at a satellite, listeners, go to Google Maps, do a satellite view of the Disneyland Resort, and the whole property that they own across Disneyland Drive from the theme parks is mostly parking.
Yeah.
And if you cut out the Mickey and Friends garage up here, this is all street parking. This is all street parking. This and this are all street parking.
Do you think they did that on purpose, though? Do you think they didn't want to build parking structures because if they wanted to expand the parks into those areas, why would you build a parking structure to then tear a parking structure down?
Well,
because I mean, it is.
I don't think so. Because
right
how
outside.
Would you expand the park over there? They'd have to cross over Disneyland Drive somehow.
I don't know. It's Disneyland. They're clever.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, just it was just a thought. Because yeah, why else would you have lots? I mean, that's not very many spaces, but a lot of not very many parking spaces, and it takes up a lot of real estate when you're already landlocked and strapped for space.
Right. And, you know, looking at this, I mean, believe it, I mean, whether Disney likes it or not, within the next, what, Disneyland 62 or 3 this year, 62 this year, in the next 62 years, they're going to run out of space.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
And they're going to run into this problem again, and they're going to have to do something. If I was Disney, and this is probably not a very popular opinion, and I know we've totally gone off track here talking about this project, but if I was Disney, what I would do is I would spend however much it would cost to buy all these hotels on Harbor Boulevard.
Yeah.
And do some expansion that way.
Yeah, you could put another land
if
over there.
If you buy all these are all the businesses that had problems with the Eastern Gateway project.
Yep.
If you buy all of them out, they're not your problem anymore.
You just silenced all the voices.
Exactly. Now, I will say, down here on the bottom, the southeast corner of the California Adventure little property, there are still a couple little buildings here. There's a Candy Cane Inn, and there's, I believe, a 7-Eleven, and I believe, if my thing will allow me to zoom in again, there's a 7-Eleven, and I believe there's like another hotel or something. Yeah, there's the Desert Palms Inn, there's a Rent-A-Car, and there's the Alpine Inn. When Disney bought, there was a bunch of hotels down here too, and a couple more, because one of the ones where kind of A Bug's Land and Tower of Terror and stuff is now, was a Travelodge that the first time I ever went to Disneyland, my family stayed at the Travelodge there. It was the Travelodge Main Gate. Well, they bought all of those.
Mm-hmm.
These people would not sell.
Oh.
So the reason that Disney does not own this last little vestige on the like block of everything that they own is these people just refuse to sell. And I guess, you know, you could probably do that because Disney's not, you know, if you're the Candy Cane Inn and you say, I'll sell for $1 billion, Disney's not going to pay $1 billion for your
right,
stupid little hotel.
Right, yeah.
So they just go, okay, fine, you can stay down there. We'll
just
build
around
you.
Yeah.
And then you can't complain when our park is encroaching on your area and your customers are complaining that it's loud. That's their problem. Anyway, I think we've talked a lot about this. There's a lot that's going to come out in the next few months to a year.
I'm excited.
More details. I'm glad that they finally have some parking coming, because that's been a complaint for a very, very long time, that they needed more parking. I'm glad that they're finally doing that. Any final thoughts? Do you have anything else you want to say about this?
No, I'm just excited to see. I really am curious to see what they're going to do for the theming on the new hotel. That's really what I'm interested to see what comes out of that.
I wonder if it's going to be... Now, in Disney World, they're building a Star Wars hotel that's like totally immersive, like the rooms are all Star Wars, and like you're supposed to feel
I
like,
don't think they'd make it that big though, unless they're just gonna switch. I don't know. Maybe
Star Wars
will.
Makes a lot of money.
Maybe. Yeah.
People would pay more.
They should have just made a dedicated park for Star Wars, like we said last week, but we're not in charge.
Yeah. In fact, a future discussion we might have is, what would we change and what would we do with the resort? I think that'd be an interesting discussion.
I feel like we talk about that each time in our discussion.
We do a little bit, but I think like maybe we should do a discussion that's like overall. Like,
sure.
and that's what we go into talking about, because we always start talking about like the big topic.
We get distracted.
And then we get distracted. But I don't know. You guys, as listeners, let us know. Do you like the distractions? Do you not like the distractions? Do you wish we'd stay more on topic? Send us email, feedback@DisneylandWeekly.com, or tweet us at DL Weekly. Send us a message on Facebook, any of that stuff. Let us know.
Or let us know what you think of the new proposed plan for the new parking structure and the new Four Diamond Hotel.
Yeah, any feedback on that stuff would be great. We really would like to get feedback from our audience and talk about kind of your opinions and stuff like that on the show as well, because we are here for you. It is kind of your show. We want to talk about stuff you're interested in and get your opinion in there too. It's not, I mean, Teresa and I have opinions, but I'm sure you all have opinions too. So before we wrap up this week, we'd like to ask you for your help in setting milestones or perks for being a patron over at Patreon. If you have any ideas or things you'd like from us for supporting the show other than making the show each week, please let us know by sending us an email at feedback@DisneylandWeekly.com.
That is all we have for you this week. We are entirely supported by listeners and not advertisements. If you find value in the news, information, and discussion that we bring to you each week, please consider supporting us with just a dollar, about 25 cents per episode, by going to our website at disneylandweekly.com/support to find out how.
You can help the podcast by leaving a review on iTunes, as that really helps our podcast get out there. If you want to keep up with the podcast, you can follow us on Facebook by searching for Disneyland Weekly, on Twitter at DL Weekly, or sending us an email at feedback@disneylandweekly.com.
We will be back next week with more Disneyland news and information.
So until then, go out and enjoy the parks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.